Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how childhood trauma affects parenting as an anxious, preoccupied, attachment style individual. So one of the first things is that APs tend to have extremely high expectations of themselves as parents. Like they put a lot of pressure on themselves and really feel like, okay, I have to do everything right and perfectly, and can kind of cause themselves a little bit too much stress from doing this. Number two, anxious, preoccupied parents tend to be very sensitive to rejection that they feel from their own children. And they tend to make this mean like, I'm not doing my job as a parent, or I'm a failure as a parent. And they can really take this to heart, which actually can then have detrimental effects on parenting. And sometimes can create like unnecessary pain points or walls or challenges within relationship dynamics. Number three is anxious, preoccupied individuals tend to be very sensitive to the idea of not being good enough or being criticized by other parents. If another parent has a difference of opinion or says, oh, you should have done this instead, or you can do this better, sometimes this can feel like very offensive to an anxious, preoccupied, as opposed to sometimes what it's intended to is just to be shared and just information to sort of be distributed. But it can be really, again, taken to heart because of that pressure that this person tends to put on themselves to be so perfect as a parent. And it's important to keep in mind that like nobody's ever going to be a perfect parent. There's always going to be challenges and mistakes. And these are things we can make up for, though. These are things that we can become present around, have discussions around, take accountability regarding. But it's really important to not put too much like shame or pressure or just like meanness in the relationship to yourself, putting yourself down because of any imperfections. Number four, sometimes anxious, preoccupied parents can become a little bit unaware of their children's boundaries because they can sort of operate from this, like, I am so responsible for you. I'm taking on everything about your life. And that place that they operate from can sometimes prevent children from having to learn things their own way and like think for themselves and develop a healthy amount of independence and autonomy. Number five, you'll often find that anxious, preoccupied parents can assume that the relationship between themselves and their child is a little bit codependent and that that's how it's supposed to be. And this can teach codependency and enmeshment. And it can also teach the child that they are almost like entitled to the parent's permissiveness at times, because sometimes an anxious parent will like not be able to stand that their child's in pain. So they'll just like give in to what the child wants. Like, here, just have the candy kind of thing. And this can be something that is a temporary relief strategy, but actually can reinforce to the child that if I whine or get angry or have a temper tantrum, that this is what gets my needs met, which doesn't become a conducive conditioned habit long-term, especially in a person's adult life, obviously. And what you'll see so far, and we have three major other points here, but what you'll see so far is that a lot of these dynamics that are part of unhealthy parenting have so much to do with the anxious, preoccupied, just not resolving their own inner challenges and traumas and pain points from what they received from their childhood and what sort of conditioned patterns were bestowed upon them. And so much of healing actually becomes healing yourself as a person first so that you can become the best parent. And if you want to try out for free our Reprogramming Your Anxious Preoccupied Attachment Style course for 7 days and print off the workbook and just have all the resources there in front of you, you can click the link in the description box below. And when you sign up, you can just go in, search Anxious Preoccupied Reprogramming on your dashboard. You'll see that course come up and you can get started for free. And I'll take you to point number six here, which is sometimes anxious, preoccupied parents want to save face too much, and they can be sort of concerned and consumed with what other people think about them in the parenting group or in other parent circles and at school or with their friends or their children's friends' parents. And sometimes they can sort of teach this like superficial approach by accident because of that preoccupation with not getting in trouble, not seeming bad, not seeming like a not good enough parent or failure as a parent. Sometimes that preoccupation can actually teach that child that same sort of people-pleasing preoccupation as they grow up. And so that people-pleasing tendency can really rub off. Number seven, sometimes the anxious, preoccupied parent can fear their children abandoning them as they get older. And so they can work to sort of like hold on to the child. And this can create resentment sometimes because the child can feel that sort of enmeshment and codependency, and it can actually create a disconnect in the relationship more than something that provides a solution to being disconnected. And then number eight, sometimes the anxious, preoccupied parent forgets to honor their child's freedom and independence and really, really support that and nurture that as well. So hopefully this makes a whole lot of sense. There's so much more to dive deeply into. And we also have a course inside PDS that you can try out for free with the All Access Membership Pass, which is what you get if you click the link below. And that gives you access to the course all about an introduction to conscious parenting. So you can check that out as well.